Okay, what a beautiful song. I chose that song because it's using one of the words in what I wanted to share tonight. God is so wonderful in his communicating to us in his written word. And just so that I can give you guys a reminder, know that right now, those who are listening, who have called in, you could be doing a plethora of different things instead. But you choose the fellowship with the Father. And God honors your prayer. presence. Tonight, we're going to look at an adjective God uses. People are always trying to come up with a better word, but most of the time, we need to leave good enough alone. Tonight's title is simply, Good Enough for God. Like I was sharing two Mondays ago, I trust that many of you have been seizing the moments with the love of God. I did a couple of days ago at work. I spoke to my supervisor before we got started, and I asked her, you know, we should start our work day with a prayer. And when I finished the prayer, she said with joy in her words, wow, I got not goosebumps. Her words were, I got good bumps. And that blessed my heart, knowing what I was going to be sharing this evening. Throughout our history, our language has evolved with new words in communicating ideas and thoughts, such as the word we're going to look at tonight. So, I would like us to see this word used in a variety of places as you bear with me as we go to those verses, and as God thought fit. This word is a word God uses over 655 times, and this word is a word that's been used to describe how God feels about what He, God, has created. Man is never satisfied with what is good enough. Our Father God's choice of words used to describe what He created, we'll see at the very beginning of creation. This word is the word good. It's an adjective which attributes grammatically and set of persons or actions. At various times, we've traded this words with words such as, if you've lived long enough, groovy, cool. And some of the newer generation, this word they chose, I have no idea how they could tie it with good, but it's the word sick. The only sick I know in God's word means you need to be healed. Anyway, other words as of present times is awesome and others. Now, I'd like to read the definition of this word good. So, if you'll bear with me, one of the first definitions of this word says, possessing a desirable qualities adapted to answer the end designed, promoting success, welfare, or happiness, serviceable, useful, fit, excellent, so on and so forth. And God saw everything that He had made, and behold, it was very good. Genesis 1:31. Another part of the definition goes like this. Not lacking or deficient, full, complete, good measure pressed down and shaken together and running over. Luke 6:38. So, as we see, that word is packed with a lot of good things. And in God's word, it simply means beautiful, pleasing, and good. So I want us to enjoy where it is used. And for this, we're going to start our journey in Genesis chapter 1, verse 4. Remember, this is at the beginning. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Go down to verse 10, please. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called He seas. And God saw that it was, again, good. Go to verse 12. And the earth brought forth grass and herb, yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. Now would you please drop down to verse 31, please. Verse 31. And God saw everything that He had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Remember, This verse of Scripture is referencing everything leading up to it, including the creation of man. It's all good. Now, this word good can be elevated at times, as God did in Genesis 1:31. Very good. Now, if I can get you to go to 1 Timothy, and when you get to 1 Timothy, please go to chapter 2, verse 1. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior. See, God used the word good to let us know that this is an acceptable behavior. Now, if you can go to your Old Testament and pull up Joshua chapter 1, verse 1. A really neat record here. Joshua 1, 1 starts by saying, "Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses." I could see the people just running all over the place to claim the land that their feet is on, couldn't you? Verse 4, "From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even to the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coasts. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land I swear unto their fathers to give them." Verse 7, "Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest." And verse 8, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success." Now, after all this instruction, God closes with good success. He knows what he's saying. Please, if you would go to Psalms chapter 34, and let's go to verse 8 of Psalms 34. "O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him." When we trust in the Lord, our hearts and minds can taste the goodness of him. Look at Psalm chapter, 73. And in Psalm 73, please drop down to verse 28 as I go there myself. Psalm 73:28. "But it is good for me to draw near to God, just like you and I today. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works." We want to brag about the Father. We want to brag about him, and we can do works that glorify him. Look at Psalms 86, please. Psalms 86 and verse 5. Psalms 86:5. For thou, Lord, art good, and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. Thank God, thank you, Lord, for being plenteous in mercy and able to forgive us. That's what he does. We need to do the same. Let's go to Psalms 100, please. And when you get to Psalms 100, verse 5. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. That means you and I this very day, and those of tomorrow, until the return of our Lord and Savior. What a comforting message for us to see. Please now go to Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 3. I'm going to read this one out of the NLT. Proverbs 3:3 says, never let loyalty and kindness leave you. Tie them around your neck as a reminder. Write them deep within your heart. Then you will find favor with both God and people, and you will earn a good reputation. Isn't that what we want? Now, the next chapter in Proverbs 4, please go to verse 2. I will also read this out of the NLT. For I am giving you good guidance. That's all God knows how to do, brothers and sisters, is give good things. He doesn't have to say awesome, fantastic. Good is good. And that's what God does. Don't turn away from my instructions. We don't want to turn away from his instructions. Our Father only gives good things, and his instructions are definitely the best, no matter what the situation or circumstance. Let's go back to the New Testament, to Matthew chapter 5 and verse 16, please. Yeah, the word is chucked full of this word good, and for a very good reason. God knew that it was good enough. Matthew 5, 16. Familiar verse. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. That's what we want to do. That's the ultimate aim in our lives, is to give and bring God the glory. Look at Romans. Romans chapter 12. And when you get to Romans 12, please drop down to verse 21. Romans 12, 21. I'm going to read this one, I think, in both the King James and the NLT. King James says, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. The NLT puts it like this. Don't let evil conquer you, but conquer evil by doing good. In other words, we know that when we do the good that God tells us about, we win. We win. How about Galatians chapter 6 and verse 10? Galatians 6:10. This is one of those seize the moment verses, by the way. Galatians 6:10 goes as follows. As we have therefore opportunity, seize the moment, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. God tells us, take care of our brothers and sisters. Be good to them. Please go to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians 2 and verse 10. I love this verse. For we are his, God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. We want to walk in these good works. You see, God has set the stage. He's given us everything. We are completely, completely complete. And it's all good. We want to walk and live like that. That's the lifestyle we really want. Now, let's look at Philippians, please. And Philippians, let's do chapter 1, verse 6. And I'm going to read this in the NLT. Philippians 1:6. And I am certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns. What a good life we have. Look at the very next chapter, 2, in Philippians. And 2:13, please. Philippians 2:13. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. You see how God uses this word over and over, good, because it's good enough. It's good enough. There's no gooder than good. Good is good. How about 2 Chronicles? Back to the Old Testament. 2 Chronicles, verse or chapter 5, please. And we're going to look at verse 13. 2 Chronicles 5:13. This is a verse that Jan Majera shared Sunday, and it really blessed me. And this verse has good in it. So let's enjoy this verse. I'm going to read the bulk of the verse. And I'm also going to do this in the New Living Translation. 2 Chronicles 5:13 says, the trumpeters and singers perform together in unison to praise and give thanks to the Lord. Accompanied by trumpets, cymbals, and other instruments, they raise their voices and praise the Lord with these words. He is good. His faithful love endures forever. That's what they shouted. Bless their hearts. And that's what we can shout today. And the final verse I would like us all to see is back in Psalms chapter 33. And verse 5, NLT again, please. Psalms 33:5. What a wonderful verse this is. He loves whatever is just and good. The unfailing love of the Lord fills the earth. If God's choice of the adjective good is what he, God, used, then you know what? He knows best. In conclusion, with everything going on today, we as sons and daughters of God and Christ in us, with this, we know that everything is definitely good. Amen?
Amen.
Gracious Abba Father, I thank you for your goodness in our lives and how you only know how to give good things. Father, what a reference we have when we go to your written word. Father, we thank you for your goodness once again and for each person's heart that we can continue to walk in this goodness and share it with others, not just in the family, but in all men, Father, so that they can see you and that we can glorify you. I thank you for each person and what they do for you, Father, that you give them good words to hit the ears and the hearts of those who are receiving them. And Father, once again, we praise your holy name and thank you, thank you, thank you for your goodness. Amen.